Armouring Coordinator Ellen Litchfield about the project.
It's important from a range of reasons, from the consumer demand to know that their product is sustainable and climate smart, as well as farmers are small business owners or small to large business owners. So, you know, climate risk is a really active and real threat to businesses now, and farmers need to be on top of that.
Do you think most farmers actually understand things like carbon farming and sort of the politics around climate change?
Actually, Farmers for Climate Action recently did a large survey across our farmers and found that only about 10% of farmers had a strong understanding of carbon farming and carbon markets, and nearly everyone surveyed wanted to know more and learn about what it means for their business. And I guess farmers are in a unique position compared to other industries, and that they're constantly getting the question of if they should be creating carbon credits to bail out fossil fuel industries, or if they should be creating carbon credits for their own products. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure and discussion happening at all ag events and at the pub, at the sale yards. So it's really topical at the moment for all farmers.
Farmers for Climate Action created a scholarship called the Climate Smart Scholarship last year. 330 farmers registered for this scholarship when there's only 20 positions. So is that one of the reasons that your organisation decided to team up with the Australian National University for this online workshop on the 31st of May?
Yes, it is. And I mean, obviously that just really provides a clear picture that farmers want to know more in this space, and we're really excited about it. So the 20 scholars that we were able to pick for our scholarship that you mentioned earlier did a three-day course with the Australian National University, which was fantastic. It goes through, you know, the climate change science, carbon farming, how to talk about climate change, soil carbon, all the different terminologies and words that are thrown around in this space a lot. Obviously, these courses are very expensive and very labour intensive. And so we've worked with ANU to develop a first for them and us, obviously, doing this into one day. And we're using the lecturers that the farmers really thought were really highlights and something that they could use back at home really well. So it's going to be really interactive. That's why it obviously is tricky for us as to how many people we can have, but we can have a lot more people in this course because we're allowing a lot more time for discussions and question times. You know, it's giving farmers access to the scientists that are quoted in, you know, the IPCC reports and those sorts of things that can help them apply it back on their properties. Farmers have always been dealing with weather extremes, especially in Australian farmers. So they're noticing this is getting more frequent and they're trying to work out where they fit in this picture. And I think it's for farmers, perhaps it is slightly more complicated than other business owners because, as I said, they're trying to work out how they meet consumer demands. Should they be selling? Is it a new income? Is it something that they can, you know, add value to their product? So, yeah, farmers coming at it for a range of different reasons, but it's just really important and they recognise that importance.
Producer and industry advisor Ellen Litchfield from Farmers for Climate Action speaking there with Jane McNaughton. Now, this online workshop that she was talking about is on May 31 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And for more information, head to farmersforclimateaction.org.au.
That's next Wednesday, 10 to 7.
Now, our minds have been expanding, Kim, us, our audience. Also, Midland sheep producer Colette Glasnick has been expanding her knowledge around carbon farming. She's involved with her family's wool enterprise at Ross and recently took part in the Smart Farming Scholarship.
So my parents' property is in Ross. My parents are really big on, you know, fencing off old growth trees and trying to do native vegetation restoration. So it's around planting lots of trees, and we plant a range of native trees, so from ground covers to grasses to shrubs to trees, and we look at what will attract insects. So you want a variety of flower size and time of year that the flower comes, so that you can have your insects and then you can attract your birds, and then you have that whole sort of biodiversity being created and a whole ecosystem. And the idea is just around, you know, farming alongside nature, so making sure that we leave the property in better condition than when we found it. A lot of the catchment has been cleared, so it's around putting something back there, and just giving giving nature a bit of a chance. So part of the scholarship was doing a course at Melbourne Uni. Another part of it was doing a course with Australian National University, as well as some sort of Zoom calls. And we also went to the Melbourne Institute and learnt about the Accounting for Nature program as well.
There's such a diverse mix of producers that receive this scholarship. What did you take away from their views of where they want their properties to be in 5-10 years' time?
One of the beauty was the diverse group, and it was really lovely to actually meet up with everyone in Canberra and sort of create all those networks and, you know, understand the challenges that everyone's facing, because we all have different enterprises, we're all in different climates, and we all have massively different challenges to face in terms of addressing with farming in a changing climate. So it was really lovely to hear from about some of the successes that people were having, but, you know, lots of people are also struggling with similar issues, or, you know, they've tried things and they perhaps haven't worked out as well as they could have.
What do you think you will adopt on the property at Ross in the future?
You know, my parents already do a lot of things in terms of native vegetation restoration. We fence off a lot of old growth trees. We're always maintaining ground cover. And it's really around sort of identifying what the future climate for our area looks like, what we can do, and then in terms of also understanding, you know, where the market's going into the future and what the opportunities might be in terms of creating products that fit that market.
These are products that come from the flock of sheep, not necessarily the carbon market itself.
Yeah, absolutely, from the flock. So we'll be looking at meat and wool. So it's about how we can, you know, add the value from the land in terms of, you know, whether it's biodiversity or the way that we rear our sheep, and add that value into the product rather than going into a carbon market. We're not really that keen on going into a carbon market for a whole bunch of reasons. So it's more about value adding to the product.
What's next for you?
Well, I'm still doing my Nuffield scholarship, so I'm actually going overseas for 5 weeks. And
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
How many years have you been at this, Nuffy?
Thanks to COVID, a while. Yeah, so when I get back from that, I think that'll be my last Nuffield trip. So I'll be into report writing and then hopefully really looking at some projects that we can carry onto the farm as well, which will be cool.
So which countries?
Monday, so I'll go to Singapore, Japan, then on to Israel, then the Netherlands, and then the United States. A lot of those countries are doing some really interesting things in terms of technology or producing with less land or, you know, producing in different manners. So it will be really interesting to see the attitudes and see what innovations they're using to produce, you know, in changing climates or more extreme climates, and what they're able to output through that. So if anyone is interested in sort of educating themselves further in terms of climate and what that might mean for their farm, then just go to the Farmers for Climate Action website and sign up, and you'll be able to sign up to that program.
Sheep producer Colette Glasnick chatting to Larissa Smith about the Farmers for Climate Action Smart Farming Scholarship. Colette's also investigating carbon neutral rural as part of a broader Nuffield study.
Awesome. Nuffield.
Nuffield.
Nuffield. Nuffield.